What have you been doing in the off season? We haven't had a chance to catch up with you. Have you been in town? You've been traveling? You've been working out? What's going on with you?
I've been in town for the majority of it. Went back home, saw some family, seen some friends, worked out. What else did I do? That's about it. Eat, sleep.
Okay.
I remember talking to Cecil last season, and he said that from year one to year two is when most wide receivers make their biggest jump. Have you talked to him at all about how his rookie versus his second year was different?
I have not.
Do you anticipate this? I mean, you had a good rookie season, but do you anticipate this to be even more of a breakout year? What are your goals for this upcoming year?
I anticipate going out there and getting better. We got a lot to learn in this new offense, everything going on. So right now it's just going out there, getting better each day. Try to learn as much as I can as quick as possible so I can, go out there and play.
With the draft coming up, so many people talk about the Jaguars. Wide receiver is one of those positions that's really solid. Does that give you a boost of confidence, especially considering how young that unit is?
It does. We're all very confident in our meeting room. We all know we can make plays, and that's just one of those things where, we play the game. We are confident people. We're confident in ourselves. I think everyone in this locker room is going to take themselves over somebody else. So, pretty much we're all confident in what we can do and the ability we can do that.
Do you think Massaquah adds an element at the wide receiver position for this team?
I think he does. He's a great athlete. Did, good things last year. He's a big receiver, so he's going to, stretch the field open for us. We can use all the help we can get, and, the more the better.
Justin, how critical these days just to kind of set the tempo like Gus wants to do and see what he's all about?
It's very important that, we get a feel for each other in these next 3 days. It's pretty much going to set the tone for, the whole offseason and, the season to come up. So, it's good to get out there and see, how he's going to react during practice, how he wants us to react, and, get a feel for each other.
Is it that different coach to coach? Do things change like that?
A lot changes. It all comes down to, personality and, how, coach wants to run things. So a lot can change and a lot can be the same, but you just got to take it person by person.
What have been the biggest differences so far in his coaching style that you've already noticed?
Say he's kind of more laid back. It's kind of more a relaxed atmosphere. Jokes around a lot. He keeps things loose, but at the same time, he knows what he wants done and how to get it done.
Tell us about your leg. How you feeling? What's the latest?
Just rehabbing, still rehabbing. Hope to get cleared in the near future. Shouldn't be too long, but, just glad to kind of get back out there anyways and see the whole team together, and everybody's excited. Coaches are excited. I'm excited. So, realizing what it is for me and just preparing myself to get back to the game, but, happy to see everybody back.
So what are your limits right now physically? What can you not do? You can't do anything on the field at all.
No, I'm not participating, but I'll be on the side doing some work with Mike Ryan and the training staff. So, that's pretty much the regimen that I'm going to follow until I get cleared.
Is there a timetable, and did you expect it to take some time when you got the surgery?
We expected it to take some time just because we know we have time, and they don't want to rush anything. But, I expect to, at least meet back with Dr. Andrews here soon in the next few weeks and try and get cleared then. So we'll see how that unfolds.
You were so banged up a year ago. Are you almost looking forward to the surgery and getting clean and healthy and everything?
I was looking forward to it. The moment the season was over, my first priority was to get my leg right. And, you play with stuff like that through the season because, you want to be there for your guys. And, if you feel like you can be out there and produce, then you're going to be out there. So, now, not having that pain anymore and just rehabbing myself, getting back to full strength, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about it.
These are just 3 days and a long, long off season and a lot of work to go into the fall. But how important are they just to kind of get a feel for the new head coach, the new coaches, and all the new players?
It's very important. We got a lot of new guys on the team, a lot of new faces, and the guys who have been here, we still have to learn a new system, learn the new terminology for it, and it's important to get here and be here when everything starts so that you're not behind, because when you get behind, it takes a long time to catch back up. Getting back into rhythm is something you got to worry about, and I think for the guys who come in early and who are here and ready to go from the first voluntary camp, you know, you're able to kind of get the wheels rolling soon, and you go into a mini camp with a good understanding of what's going on, and you understand the tempo, you understand, you know, the intricacies of your assignments and what you're doing on the field, which gives you a bit of an edge.
Practice is practice, but you've been through a few of these now, these changes. Does it change from guy to guy significantly, those things that you just mentioned?
You know, every player has a certain style of play, but everything has to fit within the system that we're running. So there can be changes for guys in terms of things that they've done in the past and what they've got to do now in the present. But I think, you know, football is still football. You know, if you understand, you know, the fundamentals of it, then you won't be having to make too many drastic changes.
Obviously a big day, getting back on the field for the first time in a while. This is pretty exciting, being with a new group, right?
No, it's really exciting just to be back out, finally, you know, getting out of the classroom and, you know, putting what we learned in the classroom out on the field.
Is there a challenge coming into a new place where you don't know really anybody around? You know a few people, but it's a different environment, different system, different coaching staff. Everything's brand new for you. Is it challenging?
I think especially coming with a new team and, you know, new coaching staff for everyone, it's like even ground. I mean, I know some of the guys here already, but as far as learning the terminology, everybody's on the same, you know, level right now, just trying to go out now applying it on the field. So I think that, you know, it can be a challenge, but we're doing a pretty good job at it right now.
You're limited to what you can do on the field. Everybody is. There's no contact. It's just individual drills right now. But how much does that limit what you can do on the field?
Yeah, there's certain things that we can't do. I mean, you can't go full speed. You know, you're not really going to get the full speed looks, but it's about repetition. You know, we want to be able to learn those terminologies and then get reps at it. So when we get ready to go live, it's more natural.
Gus is about as excited as we've ever seen him, I think, this week, right? He's ready to get out there, too.
No, he's excited, man. That energy, like I said, it carries over to the guys and team. It's going to be fun out there for guys who haven't practiced with Gus. They're in for a treat, and when we get out there and start running around, it's going to be fun.